Mario Sunday Roast on Today FM with Mario Rosenstock.
Welcome back to Mario Sunday Roast. Now it's time for the story behind the song, and my guest this week is a slightly unusual one in the sense that he is primarily a financial analyst that you'll hear all the time on your radios and TV, a lot talking about money and mortgages, etc., and even geopolitics around the world. But he's also an accomplished musician who has performed all over the place, including Electric Picnic. Carl Dieter, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me here.
Brilliant. And Carl, you have chosen a song for us this week, a song you particularly like. What is the song?
The song is called This Must Be the Place, also known as Naive Melody. It's by the Talking Heads. It was released in 1983. And it's one of those tunes that, I guess if you're into 80s music at all, it'll bring you back to that time. For me, when I hear this song, it always draws me back to my childhood in California, because at the time, I had an older sister who was into punk rock and heavy metal. And so I had, you know, Judas Priest being poured through my ears. My mother was into country music. That got me kind of into some of the hillbilly stuff that I play today. But the other people in my household were my other older sisters, and they were listening to the Go-Go's and Duran Duran, who I love. They were the second pick if I didn't get Talking Heads, and the likes of the Talking Heads. And every time I hear this tune, it's just like instantly, yes. And it makes me feel good. And the funny thing is, it's like the second most popular song by the Talking Heads on Spotify. It's got 65 million listens or streams, and it's only the only one ahead of it is Psycho Killer. And yet it's quite a simple song, and it's not one that you would, it wouldn't strike you as being like, oh, this one is going places, because like the first minute of the song, nothing happens.
I know.
They're just doing the groove again and again.
I absolutely adore this song, though, and it reminds me of the film Wall Street, Michael Douglas in 1986 and Charlie Sheen, and one of my favourite films, which looks like a period piece now, so dated, but brilliant still. And there's a clip in the movie, which we can play now, of where Bud Fox becomes rich for the first time and decides to buy a place in New York.
So I got a 4 o'clock and a 5. One of them's an old cash type. Monique, something or other. Look, maybe you'd like to see something cheaper that I got over on First Avenue. Honey, the meet is running. Anybody home?
All right. Offer 9:50.
You know, I got something over on Sutton Place. It's 1.5 million, but now we're talking duplex.
No. This is it. This is home,
and then they do up the whole flat together. And David Byrne and Talking Heads, innovative, fresh, majestic.
He was, but you know what I have to get back to every time is Talking Heads was really about four members, and they always did so much with so little, and it was through the use of interesting ways of layering things, interesting I guess ensembles, interesting ways of orchestrating the song. If you listen to Naive Melody, I have the Today FM trusty guitar in my hand.
Yeah, no. the house guitar.
And it just does that again and again. And the bass and the guitar are doing the same thing. Like, not to get too deep into it, but like it's a song that goes D, G, E minor, G. And that is like standard rock and roll, but he brought it out in a way that it doesn't make you feel that at all. And then he puts this nice little, you know, organ line going over it.
Yeah.
And that constant vamp, and even the rhythm that he's using, boom, boom, tuk-a-tuk, boom, boom, tuk-a-tuk, boom, boom, tuk-a-tuk, boom, it makes you want to shake. And yet it's not like a big dance floor hit either. And that's an interesting use of kind of, you know, triplets and hitting the rhythm a certain way. It's exceptionally cool.
You're kind of bopping song. Along to it, but not in a violent way. You're kind of gently bopping along to it. What's the story, though, behind this song? What's the backstory?
The story is it's a love song. He said it was a very personal song, that it was written about a specific person. It was likely Adele Lutz, who was a costume designer he had met close to that time. They actually ended up getting married in 1987. They had a daughter, got divorced, unfortunately, in 2004. But David Byrne, he kind of went outside his own comfort zone on this, because he didn't write about personal stuff. Like, there is no Psycho Killer, you know. There might be a Road to Nowhere, but in general, he wasn't really, you know, writing smitten songs. And you can tell that he took that same approach with this song, because even though it is a love song, the words are not direct to the point. So it's like, home, it's where I want to be, pick me up, turn me around. Like, that doesn't really tell you anything about it, but when you hear it in the context, you can kind of tell that there's a longing in there, that there's that kind of feeling that if you've known true love in your life, you know what that feeling is like of wanting to be drawn back to that source of something beautiful, you know?
Yeah. Actually, I thought that you had picked it, Carl, not because you're a romantic, but because you're always on about buying homes and everything, and that this would be like
you see,
financial
there, Mario takes my one sincere moment in the last, like, 10 years and just turns it into cynicism. I'm not forgiving you for that one. Go on.
What is it you love about the song? Simplicity?
Like I said, it is simplistic. It's from a band that I knew and loved then, I know and love now. You can listen to that song again and again, always find something different in it. Even the percussion hits throughout the song, they kind of do interesting things with them, bringing them in, bringing them out. Talking Heads basically had, I don't want to call it a recipe because they weren't formulaic, but they did have a way of bringing in simple ideas to completely change the layers that you were kind of hearing and feeling at any time.
And for me, it, as I said earlier on, it brings me back to that great film Wall Street with Michael Douglas and allows me an excuse to do my Michael Douglas impression. Greed, for want of a better word, is good. Greed for life, greed for power, greed for money. And greed is what's going to save this malfunctioning corporation, Carl Dieter, known as the United States of America. Thank you.
No. Like, look how culturally pervasive that little scene was. Do you ever look at a scene and say to yourself, wow, that was huge? Because that single scene actually set up the stage for critiques of capitalism for the next 30 years in the same way that Alec Baldwin, in just over 6 minutes, nearly got nominated for an Oscar for his scene in Glengarry Glen Ross, where he's like, always be closing, put the coffee down. These things are epic moments of the 1980s that you just cannot get around without being astounded by how wonderful they were.
And cue, we're into Carl Dieter's other life as a financial and global analyst. Carl, thank you very much for that. Please introduce this great song.
Okay, so you're about to hear Naive Melody, also known as This Must Be the Place by the Talking Heads, 1983. Wonderful tune. You'll have to wait about a minute until the lyrics start, but enjoy it, and I hope you love it as much as I did.